With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They've done it again, Congress passing another of those short-term money bills to keep the government going for a few more weeks, averting a partial shutdown this weekend. The bill now on its way to President Biden's desk for his signature. When former President Trump announced plans to visit the southern border, the White House quickly announced that President Biden would do so as well. Yesterday, both men showed up on the border, although they were hundreds of miles apart. Mr. Trump at ground zero for the border crisis, Eagle Pass, Texas, lamenting the horrific, violent crimes committed, allegedly, by illegal aliens.
Horrible. Crooked Joe is the blood of countless innocent victims. It's so many stories to tell, so many horrible stories.
Mr. Biden in Brownsville, Texas, referring to the Border Patrol.
They desperately need more resources.
But Republicans say the additional resources sought by Biden would only go to processing more illegal aliens into the country. And House Speaker Mike Johnson says that remains a non-starter. Also at SRNNews.com, Texas Senator John Cornyn makes a pitch for the job of Senate Republican leader.
In a statement announcing his bid, Cornyn says, quote, "I am asking my Republican colleagues to give me the opportunity to succeed Leader McConnell." The Texas senator notes that during his time in the Senate, he has a track record of listening to colleagues and seeking consensus, all while leading the fight to stop what he calls bad policies that are harmful to our nation and the conservative cause. Cornyn has also been among the loudest critics of President Biden's open border policies. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
As the wildfires continue to ravage the Texas panhandle, the most powerful Pacific storm of the season, forecast to bring up to 10 feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada by the weekend. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, and Dow futures are down 24 points. This is SRN News. At this challenging moment in our history, Christians in America need to be prepared to boldly stand up and proclaim their faith. That's a view of Jack Hibbs, senior pastor at Chino Hills Calvary Chapel, Southern California. Pastor Hibbs recently addressed attendees at the annual National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Nashville, where he spoke with Lori Tratip of SRN News.
God's truth, God's people, we are the ones right now, and this is what gets me the most excited, Lori. We're the ones that get to stand up against evil at a time like this. I prayed at Congress 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, and I guess I wound up blowing up the place. I didn't mean to, but I mentioned the name of Jesus Christ, and now I've been condemned by 26 congressmen and women for praying in Jesus' name. Hey, that doesn't bother me a bit, because you know what? There's no such thing as prayer without the name of Jesus Christ.
Pastor Jack Hibbs adds that in his opinion, America has some sobering days ahead in 2024. He's just released a new book entitled Living in the Days of Deception, How to Discern Truth from Culture's Lies. SRN News. Election interference later in the year. The FBI chief sees it as a real threat from abroad.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning of the growing potential for foreign meddling in this year's elections. He says it's something the U.S. has confronted before.
But this election cycle, the U.S. will face more adversaries moving at a faster pace and enabled by new technology.
Wray told a national security conference advancements in artificial intelligence raise particular concern.
Advances in generative AI, for instance, are lowering the barrier to entry, making it easier for both more and less sophisticated foreign adversaries to engage in malign influence.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Risking retribution from the Putin regime, hundreds have turned out in Moscow, paying their final respects to the late opposition leader, Alexei Navalny. More details at SRNNews.com.